The Headache and Migraine News Podcast. The latest news and tips for those with headaches, migraine, and cluster headache around the world with health writer and researcher James Cottrell.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. Last month, the Migraine Research Foundation announced its new grants for research that is fighting migraine. And so I thought you'd like to hear a little bit about that. I've been looking over the various grants and the research that's being done. It's always interesting to hear about the new cutting-edge research that's being done into migraine and other headache disorders. But this is also a bit of a thank you because many of you have supported the Migraine Research Foundation, and it's a project that we've had here at Headache and Migraine News for quite some time. And your donations go directly towards this type of research. Let's just talk just briefly about some of the grants that have been done, some of the research that's taking place right now. One of these is Dr. Amy Gelfert from the University of California in San Francisco, and she is a pediatric neurologist. She's done a lot of work in the past, actually, with especially migraine in children, but including things like abdominal migraine and cluster headache and things like that. And her research is going to focus around melatonin. Now, we've talked about melatonin in the past, and we definitely do need more and better research into melatonin and its use for migraine. So she's going to be studying melatonin in migraine, adolescents with migraine, particularly episodic migraine, that is, adolescents, I believe it was between the ages of 12 and 17, who have less than 15 headache days per month. So this looks like it's going to be an interesting trial, and with as with a lot of trials nowadays, it's going to be using smartphones to calculate some of the information and record some of the information. And so it'll be great to see what happens with that trial. Now, I have to say, I'm really excited to see Professor Lynn Griffiths on this list. Professor Griffiths is at the Queensland University of Technology in Australia, and she's also a member of the American Society of Human Genetics, the Australian Headache Society, and she's the executive director of the Institute of Health and Biomedical Innovation at the Queensland University of Technology, and she leads the Genomics Research Center. So she is going to be continuing her research into genetics and migraine. She's just done a whole wide range of research into migraine genetics. This is actually one of two projects related to migraine genetics that has been approved in Australia. Australia is really a hotbed for migraine research in genetics. So, way to go, Australia. Now, in the United States, at the University of Pittsburgh, we have Dr. Robert G. Konecki, and he is doing some research on corn mint oil for acute migraine. That's right, corn mint oil. And this is just an example of the wide variety of research that the Migraine Research Foundation is trying to stimulate and encourage, and there's definitely a wide variety of research represented in these grants. So corn mint oil for migraine, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that one. Next we have Dr. Wayne Thomas. He's from Cell Innovations, and this is another one out of Australia, and he is researching using adult stem cells for moderate to severe migraine. Now, using stem cells in migraine, this is a quickly growing field of study, and we talked about it a little bit back in October at Headache and Migraine News, but it's great to see some more research being done in this area. Next we have Michael Lanteri-Manet from Nice, France, and he's going to be studying intracranial pressure in migraine patients and adult models. That sounds like a really interesting study. I don't have a lot of information on that one yet, but looking forward to hearing more about it. I'll just mention one more. There's quite a few here, but Dr. Amal Starling from the Mayo Clinic in Phoenix, Arizona, USA. Now, she is going to be looking at metformin for the prevention of episodic migraine. Now, you may have already heard of that drug, but it's an anti-diabetic drug. And basically, it suppresses the glucose that your liver produces. It keeps your intestines from absorbing so much glucose. And so that's why it's used in diabetes. So she's going to be studying whether or not it can be used in episodic migraine. As we know from the past, a lot of migraine medications come from treatment of other diseases, and they work for migraine for very different reasons. So it'll be interesting to hear more about that research for sure. So there's lots more research, and I'll include the link with this podcast. Research coming from Spain, Denmark, more from the USA, more from Australia. So you can read all about those if you would like from the press release from the Migraine Research Foundation. And I'll try and include one or two other links as well. The study with melatonin, they're not yet, as far as I know, looking for participants, but they probably will be soon. So if you are in that area and would qualify for that study, you can look into that information. I do encourage you to continue supporting the Migraine Research Foundation, and if you look onto our website at Headache and Migraine News, you will find a link to them on the right-hand side of the page. Just to avoid a little bit of confusion, there's actually two links there, and one goes directly to the Migraine Research Foundation website, and I've included a second link to First Giving, where you can also donate. On the webpage it says if you're not in the States, you can give at First Giving, and if you are in the States, you can give at the Migraine Research Foundation. Technically, you can give to either one wherever you are, and both places will go directly to migraine research with the Migraine Research Foundation. The only difference is that if you give directly through the Migraine Research Foundation and you are in the United States, you can get a tax-deductible receipt. The First Giving page is a community page from Headache and Migraine News, and so you can certainly encourage other people to give by giving through that page, because it shows how much we've raised up to this point specifically through that page, if that makes any sense. So if you give through First Giving, you will not get a tax-deductible receipt, which you wouldn't anyway if you weren't in the States, but you will encourage other people to give to the Migraine Research Foundation. All right, thanks for listening to the Headache and Migraine News podcast, and thank you again for all of you who have supported the Migraine Research Foundation.